Welcome back. It's another edition of Everything Purple, a special edition, a special Monday edition of Everything Purple. I'm your host, Mike Wapshaw, coming to you from Xfinity Studios at Winter Park. We normally come to you on Tuesday evenings, but this week it's a Monday night show because the Vikings play Monday Night Football, which moves the regular Monday night programming at this hour, Vikings Rewind, to Tuesday. So we're going to fill in for Vikings Rewind right now. We're going to get you ready for the Vikings game tonight against the San Francisco 49ers. We're going to kick things off with Vikings GM Rick Spielman. With the Vikings season opener just moments away, here's a state of the team address from Rick.
Hi, I'm Rick Spielman, general manager of the Minnesota Vikings, and here to tell you how excited we are about our 2015 football team. Coach Zimmer and his staff has been working very hard to get our players prepared for this upcoming season. We'd also like to thank our ownership for providing us the resources it takes to put a team out there that our Viking fans will be proud of.
Receivers right, empty backfield, Bridgewater fade right, back right in the end zone, caught, touchdown Vikings, Charles Johnson.
You know, Teddy Bridgewater has made tremendous strides this offseason. He's more comfortable with the offense, he knows how to go down to his checks and reads, and he's even more comfortable in the huddle and leading this football team. We're very excited about what we're going to see from Teddy Bridgewater in 2015. Adrian Peterson is an amazing athlete, and even though he missed last year, when you're out there watching him run around in practice, you still see the quickness, you see the burst, you see the strength. He has not lost a step, and we're very excited about the upcoming season and what he's going to show and how I think he's going to produce. We're very deep at the wide receiver position this year. We went out and traded for Mike Wallace, who brings tremendous speed, and North Turner's vertical passing game.
Claps it, Berger. Berger delivers it. Teddy wants a deep shot to Mike Wallace. Caught at the 15-yard line.
The emergence of Charles Johnson, Jarius Wright in the slot, those three guys can really run. The guy that we really want to watch this year is Cordarrelle Patterson. Everybody knows what he can do as a kickoff returner. He's worked very hard in the offseason, so we're looking forward to seeing him progress as well. And then our two younger guys, Adam Thielen, who's not only a reliable receiver, but he's a great special team player, and Mr. Mankato this year, the media voted for, Stephon Diggs, who was our fifth-round pick out of Maryland and showed what he can do and what type of athlete he is during the preseason. We're very excited to get Kyle Rudolph back to see him stay healthy and produce in a passing game. He is a tremendous target. He has great length and a threat in the red zone. Along with Rhett Ellison, who's our Mr. Utility. Not only can he catch passes out of the backfield or at the line of scrimmage, but he's a great blocker at the point. He does a great job for us on special teams. And we're looking forward to seeing another draft pick, Michael Pruitt. Michael Pruitt is a great athlete. We got him out of Southern Illinois. He brings tremendous speed to the position. He's the type of player that you can remove out, put in a slot, put out wide, and create mismatches versus linebackers. This is the most important unit on our offense, is our offensive line, and they have to work together as one. We have a lot of moving parts up there, just running down our guys. Matt Khalil has done a great job, much healthier this year, and you can see that through the OTAs, the mini camp, and the preseason, and we're looking forward to having him have a big year for us. Brandon Fusco moved over from the right guard to the left guard spot, and him and Matt Khalil have worked very well together with that tandem on that side. We moved Mike Harris, who was kind of our backup right and left swing tackle last year, inside guard. This is the first year you're going to see him play at the right guard position, but he has tremendous strength in the running game and is much improved in pass protection. And then our rookie, TJ Clemens, is going to have to step in for the injured Phil Loadholt. TJ has very good feet. He's very aware. He's only played offensive line for 2 years. He was a defensive lineman at Pitt that converted 2 years ago. And he is really taking it to heart that he's going to have to step in, and I'm sure he doesn't want to let anybody down. And by what he's shown in the preseason, he's done a great job, and we're very excited to see where he ends up. We feel we have a very strong defensive line. The emergence of Everson Griffin last year, and what he brings is an edge pass rusher. The versatility of Brian Robinson, who can play left defensive end, always reliable and steady to set that edge, both in the run and create pressure in the passing game. And then our two big guys inside, Linville Joseph, who is a strong two-gap nose tackle that can hold up versus double teams, versus combo-type blocks. But the one thing you've seen this year is that he's improving as a pass rusher. Now, he's always going to have to rely on his power, but he looks a lot quicker this year. And then Sharif Floyd. Last year, he kind of had his breakout season, more of a three technique that has great first step quickness up the field that can get penetration, not only to disrupt the run game, but also create havoc rushing the passer. We added Terrence Newman, who's an old crafty vet who understands his system, who is not only a great person, but a great teacher in helping our young guys along. Trey Waynes, our first round draft pick, has made tremendous strides from week one in that Hall of Fame game to where he's at now. And the biggest thing for those young guys is to learn what they can and can't get away with in the NFL. And they're facing fast, physical, tremendously skilled receivers week in and week out. And he's really starting to adjust it to the game at the NFL. And then on the other side, you got Xavier Rhodes, another young guy who you've seen made tremendous strides last year and is really developing into a shutdown type corner under the tutelage of Coach Zimmer and Coach Gray and Coach Edwards. And then on the back end, Harrison Smith, who's our quarterback of the defense, who makes all the calls and adjustments.
Ryan goes back to pass, fires right, intercepted by Harrison Smith.
Is one of the premier free safeties slash strong safeties in the league today. Special teams are very important in the NFL, and those win or lose ball games for you because that can change field position. And, you know, Jeff Locke, our young punter, and how he emerged through the preseason, has a very strong leg and has done a great job in pooch situations getting the offense down inside the 20. Blair Walsh, who may be the premier kickoff guy in the league, and I know he's had some struggles through the preseason, but feel very confident about him, and he can get back to that rookie form. And we have a new long snapper in McDermott, younger guy that has tremendous velocity and accuracy on all his snaps, both long and short. And then our two top special teams players, Adam Thielen and Andrew Sandejo, both of those guys not only help us in their specific roles on offense and defense, but also our leaders on special teams. The kickoff to the 2015 season is just around the corner. We look forward to all the Vikings fans supporting us throughout the year. Skol Vikings.
So there you have it, straight from Vikings GM Rick Spielman. The current team as it heads into the 2015 season. If you missed any of that or if you want to hear it again, go to Vikings.com because that's where we are hosting that Rick Spielman piece. Now let's go to one of the Vikings players, a long-tenured Vikings player, that being linebacker Chad Greenway. Our Emmy Award-winning documentary-style TV show, Vikings Beyond the Gridiron, recently featured Mr. Greenway as he prepares for his 10th season. Take a listen.
The football field has become a second home for him. A place he has known since childhood and a spot he's been ever since. Playing a long NFL career that few ever get to achieve. And doing it by having the drive and determination to put in the work to be the best.
You know, to be a great player just takes, you know, understanding your weaknesses, you know, understanding your strengths, and then going out there and attacking them, you know, and working towards them. And I think it's just consistently being that guy that every day is going to show up and be the consistent worker and then identify the things you need to get better at and then attacking those and getting better at them, I think. And just taking that, you know, and taking, you know, be able to take your coaching and know that you're not perfect or great at everything and just try to get better at those things as you move forward.
As a linebacker for the Minnesota Vikings, Chad Greenway has prospered to become a record-breaking defender in the Vikings history books. But his work on other fields has been just as rewarding. As the NFL season is about to begin, Greenway can still be found working, just on another type of field, this time hosting the Chad Greenway Football Clinic in Hutchinson. A chance to use the tools and tricks he's learned over a long NFL career and pass them down to the next generation.
Well, I think that, you know, sports and life really are just hand in hand. You know, there's a lot of things you can learn from sports that are going to treat you well in life and, you know, teamwork, you know, given an opportunity, take advantage of the opportunity. And I think just appreciation is just this generation, the young kid generation coming up, seems like a lot of things need to be handed to them. You know, it's just, you know, here you go, you know, here's the keys to the car, and it should be that easy. Well, here at the camp, we make you work for it. You know, we make you work hard for 2 days. We make you work hard by, you know, in different ways. You know, learn about how to be a high character individual. You know, what it takes to be selfless. Working, you know, teamwork in the strength conditioning section. You know, teamwork out here on the football field. Meeting new people, and then just appreciating this opportunity and understanding that not a lot of kids are getting the same opportunity across the state of Minnesota and in the U.S.
Working with kids and making a difference in the community has been a big key for Chad and his wife, Jenny. Together, they formed the Lead the Way Foundation, an organization created in 2008 to make a difference with youth throughout the Upper Midwest. The impact has been endless, and he knows the ability to make a difference comes in large part to the game of football.
I think I appreciate just what the game can do for you, can you know, what it can do for your family, obviously what it can do for a community, what it can do for me, like our foundation, just to be able to give back in so many different ways. And you know, when I first came in, I didn't think we'd ever have a foundation that was doing all these things. I think it kind of just came up pretty organically, and one thing led to another, and we're doing all these events, and it's been great. And you know, just make a positive impact. It's just, it makes you feel so good to be able to do things like that. But you know, I'm still a football player and excited to get there for the season, and obviously looking forward to a great year.
His work in the community is second to none, quite like his durability on the other football field. Entering his 10th season, the South Dakota native has spent his entire career in purple, a rare feat that is tough to achieve in the modern-day NFL world.
The reason you start playing football is because you're with all your buddies. I mean, you're a kid growing up on the playground, you just be able to spend time and compete and have fun with your buddies, and then, you know, it becomes this bigger thing. And I think now they've been in the NFL for 10 years, you know, you really do appreciate the game, what it's all about, you know, the camaraderie, the guys being together, being around the coaches, and learning the game and getting better and constantly trying to, you know, reinvent yourself, you know, every year for me has now became a little more difficult, but it's still fun for me to do, and so exciting to be able to get to game day and to be able to put it out there in front of everybody else and try to compete and win.
His numbers put him in the category with some of the greatest to ever play for the Vikings. As he prepares for the season opener on Monday night, he knows his days in the NFL are winding down, but he never stops working to be the best linebacker he can be.
It's what it's all about, is to put all the work in and to know that every day you woke up and you tried to put your best foot forward to make yourself better and to go out there then to put it all, you know, to let everybody, show everybody what you've done and what you've been up to and how much work you've put in and show the improvements that you've made. And then to do as a team and to do it again, to be a part of something that's bigger than yourself, a team, and have that camaraderie with your buddies and to be able to do it together is what it's really what football is all about. That's why it's, in my opinion, the ultimate team game.
For the past decade, Chad Greenway has been a leader and key contributor on the Vikings defense. When he puts on the uniform on Monday night, it will mark his 10th season here in Minnesota as a Viking, the only uniform he hopes to wear in his NFL career. His work and impact the past decade has been endless, but there is no place he would rather be than on the gridiron.
Okay, we are up against a break. We have more show to go. After the break, you're going to hear from Teddy Bridgewater, Mike Wallace, and even Adrian Peterson, so please stay tuned. But before we go to break, let's pay a bill. Join host Mike Musselman along with Vikings defensive end Everson Griffin for Vikings Country this Thursday at 5:30 p.m. at Carboni's in New Prague. You could win great prizes, including a trip to the Miller Lite touchdown in the tropics in Mexico. Visit Vikings.com/Vikings Country for more information. And for more everything purple, please stay tuned. Welcome back. It's a special Monday edition of Everything Purple. I'm your host, Mike Wabshaw. Plenty more show to go. But first, let me tell you about this, Vikings fans. Now is the best time to check out the whole new experience of 2016 season tickets at U.S. Bank Stadium. Great lower-level locations are still available, but are going quickly. Representatives are standing by at 952-918-8599. Call right now to get your seats to U.S. Bank Stadium, 952-918-8599. The Vikings Entertainment Network debuted a new TV show last year, everyone. It's called Vikings Connected. It's a social media-driven TV show to keep you connected to the lighter side of the team. It's co-hosted by Aaron Newberg and former Vikings linebacker and Vikings preseason sideline reporter Ben Lieber. They do a great job of hosting the show, and they have a cool new segment this year called Words with Teammates. The first contestants of this new game called Words with Teammates were Teddy Bridgewater and Mike Wallace. Take a listen to this and see a lighter side of two of your favorite Vikings.
Welcome back to Vikings Connected, everybody. Remember, we always want to hear from you, so use hashtag Vikings Connected on all of your social media. So at the beginning of the show, we talked about a new game show we're going to have each week. It's called Words with Teammates. We're going to pair two players together as a team, and they have to give each other clues to help guess the right word.
Correct. So kind of like a password if yes. you're old enough like us, or...
Speak for yourself.
Or like Taboo for maybe the younger kids, right. but without the buzzer.
Without that.
So this week, to debut the show, we're going to have Teddy Bridgewater and Mike Wallace, and you're going to see a side of Teddy Bridgewater that I never thought I'd see. So take a look and enjoy.
I'm Mike Wallace.
I'm Teddy Bridgewater, and we're planning to raise money for the Breast Cancer Society, developing some chemistry on and off the field.
Believe that.
For round one, we're going to go with sports.
Round one, sports.
Ready. Let's do it.
You ready?
Five, four, three, two, one.
Allen Iverson had a mean crossover. You're wearing, during the games, we call it being...
Jersey.
No, being... everybody know Corbin Ford and Paul, Stephen Paul, TNT.
Charles Barkley.
There we go. Auburn, number 34.
Bo Jackson.
There we go. Bases loaded in baseball, you hit it out the park.
Grand slam.
There we go. Tennis player, one of the best African-American tennis player, female.
Serena Williams.
About to go run, not a decathlon, but a...
Aaron.
No.
No.
Round one score, 5.
I should have got mic'd up. I got to do a better job.
My best one was Charles Barkles, Barkley.
Yeah, that one, for sure.
Everybody knows Kobe, 40 points, 50 points. Let me tell you something. Krispy Kreme donut is round like a rim, got a little hole in the middle. Best player in the league.
We go world.
It's up to you, man. What's your choice? Food, world, Minnesota.
Let's go food.
Round two, we're going to go with food.
Let's eat.
Round two, food.
You eat this at the movies,
popcorn.
You put it on top of your food. You can put it in grits.
A butter.
No.
Give me the next one.
Pass. If you didn't have enough money to afford steaks, what else would you eat?
Next.
Oh my God. This goes with steaks. You eat it with a steak.
Baked potatoes.
Good. You drink this to get strong, but it's not white.
Chocolate. Milk.
You eat this every morning with strawberries. Milk. It's candy. Squirmy.
Oh, gummy worms. Dang. Oh, so.
Round two score, 5. For a total of 10.
Pork chops, man. You're young, pork you want to eat steaks, but you don't have enough money for steaks. You eat pork chops.
Bruh, you say I put this on grits. Put it
I don't
on
eat
oatmeal.
Brown sugar. I thought it was on grits. Oh, man. Pork chops, man. If you don't have enough money for steaks, bro, you gotta know it's pork chops if you want to eat steaks.
I'm a substitute for chicken, man.
How is pork chops a substitute for chicken?
Because
we just have to do a better job of describing.
I don't know anybody who eat brown sugar on grits.
I don't eat brown sugar at all. What are you going on, sweet potato pie?
Yeah, you put on sweet potato pie.
You and the guy.
That. See?
Look, we're going to win the next round.
I'll describe.
All right, he can
make
describe.
It easy for world.
World.
Yeah.
Round three. The world.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Your first quarterback.
Ben. Big Ben.
Mm-hmm. The water that's on the east of America.
How you gonna do me that, bro? I don't know. Ocean.
Pacific. Which one? No.
Indian.
No, the other one.
Atlantic.
There we go. Not, where are we now? What continent is this?
North America.
Opposite of that.
South America.
Uh-huh. A prison. You always hear about it. Not Al Capone.
Alcatraz.
It's in the trees.
It's rainforest. It's,
mm-hmm. Fidel Castro. Cuba.
Damn.
I didn't know.
The Pope.
There we go.
Who's Fidel the Pope? Castro. I mean, that's definitely not the Pope. I can just see it through the card.
Where's the Pope at?
Yeah, in Rome, bro.
That boy said Fidel Castro.
Round three score, 5. For a grand total of 15. That is a great score.
I knew I should have got rid of that one.
The Pope, bro, how you figure I was gonna know that? That was the worst question.
I knew I wasn't gonna get it myself.
Pope, I wouldn't have got that.
I knew I wasn't gonna get it
he's
myself.
He's the father of everybody, but he's not God. He's the Pope.
Dang,
that was our lucky number, 5 out of 7.
So that's about, what, 15 out of 21? Not bad. But thanks for watching us, and hopefully we can come out with the win.
Fun to see a loose side of Mike Wallace and Teddy Bridgewater. How about the Charles Barkley impersonation? There's something you don't expect to hear from the typically buttoned up Teddy Bridgewater, but fun to see those guys let it loose. And they're going to do that against the San Francisco 49ers tonight. And another guy we hope will get loose against the 49ers defense is Adrian Peterson. It's been a while since we've seen him. He played in week one last year, but then missed the final 15 games of the 2014 season and did not play in any preseason games this year, sitting out of all five Vikings preseason games. So we finally get to see him back in action. So when you're out that long, how does a player handle coming back? Hear it straight from Adrian.
I'm pretty fired up. You know, mostly just focusing on, you know, our assignment, the preparation, and, you know, just leading up to the game. So I'm still doing a good job of keeping everything inside.
What is your personal level of optimism going into the season? And do you have any goals for yourself?
You know, the sky's the limit for what we can accomplish as a team. And moving forward, as far as my personal goals, you know, first win a championship, you know, that's the ultimate goal. And then, you know, I always set my bar high, you know, shooting for big numbers, you know, 2,500, you know, and be productive as well in the pass game. And just whenever they call my number, just making sure that I'm out there and I'm taking advantage of the opportunities that I have to run the ball, catch the ball, and make sure I protect Teddy as well.
How much are you just so anxious to get that first carry out of the way and kind of move on to what you know you're capable of doing?
I'm looking forward to it. You know, that's kind of what I've been saying, just kind of trying to keep it inside and not to, you know, get too, you know, excited. You know, it's hard. It's hard. But I know from the past that when I go into a game and I'm too, you know, wired up, then, you know, you kind of forget about the, you know, your principles when you're out there, you know, being slow and letting things develop. So I'm conscious of that. And when that first snap come, whenever it is, first, second play, third play, second series, I don't know, I'll take a deep breath, you know, and be ready to roll.
To listen to the entire Adrian Peterson interview and a bunch of other interviews from a bunch of other Vikings throughout this week leading up to the 49ers game, please go to Vikings.com because all of them are right there. Now, that's going to do it for this week's edition of Everything Purple. A special Monday night edition was coming at you this week, but next week we're going to be back on at our normal time. It'll be Tuesday night. On behalf of Everything Purple producer Nate Vaughn, I'm your host, Mike Wobshall. That's it for tonight's show. We wish you a good night and leave you on a good note.